This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
On Monday, the president called al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man. A White House official is expected to appear before House impeachment investigators today. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
House investigators expect to hear from a current White House official today in the impeachment inquiry. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is Director for European Affairs at the National Security Council. In prepared remarks, Vindman will say he listened to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's new president that sparked the impeachment probe. Vindman will say he did not think it was proper. Vindman will also say he was already concerned by earlier remarks from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland, who wanted to have Ukraine investigate the 2016 election. Vindman reported his concerns to the NSC's lead counsel. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded. At least 3 people were killed and more than 100 hurt yesterday in clashes between protesters and police. This